Shocker, how you doing?
Good, good. Here's the golf report for you. Tiger's no good anymore. End of story.
Nice.
Shutting himself down, eh?
Well, you know what? He's refocusing on his game. Which, when you watch the video side by side, and you see how different his swing is, you can see why. You can totally see why. So, something tells me Augusta might be back for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Edmonton Oilers. Nugent Hopkins, Clefbaum, Lander, you know, they team played well overall. That was a game where, like, especially the second and third periods, you said, okay, you know what, this is a game the Oilers probably deserve to win. And they score the late goal, which normally never happens.
Yep.
After Clefbaum stops the empty netter. And then they win it in overtime where they get a lucky break. Tom Gilbert takes out his own goalie. And it was almost like Anton Lander almost stopped. He was expecting a whistle. It was funny.
It was kind of like a bit of a letdown for an overtime goal. It was just kind of like, meh. He just kind of plunked it in there. But no, it was a good break for them. And they that's the thing. When you're playing hard and working hard, then the odd break's going to come your way. And they got the break at the right time. But they made it happen. So, I mean, we were talking yesterday on the show about what we would learn from last night's game and if they could put back-to-back-to-back, not necessarily wins, but just really strong efforts where they worked as hard or outworked their opponents. And I thought they did last night. And, I mean, they outshot the Canadians badly. They ran into a hot goaltender. They could have had a number of more goals than they ended up with. And so it was just a really good, solid effort in a difficult building to play in, lots of emotion in that building. And I think they just draw so much energy from the way that Hendricks, Clint Cameron, Gordon line play. To me, it looks like what's happening right now is the other lines are matching that work ethic. And when you get skilled guys working as hard as those guys, good things are happening. And they've got some fresh faces in the lineup that are playing really well too. So, yeah, it was a really solid performance, and they outworked the Canadians and dug their way back into a game that earlier this year they for sure would not have come back in.
No, not at all. One guy who, Oscar Clefbaum, every game just starting to look more and more comfortable.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, he's far from mistake free, and I don't think anybody should be ready to anoint him a top pairing defenseman yet. I think you need to be really careful about that. I mean, he's still young and he's still making mistakes, but there's a couple of things in Clefbaum's game that I really, really like that I think are going to sustain him. First of all, he's always looking to shoot the puck. And he never turns down a shooting opportunity. And that's going to do nothing but get you ice time from your coach. If you're a guy who is shooting the puck as much as you possibly can, coaches love that. So that's the first thing. And he's got a good shot, too. It's pretty heavy. And it's snapshot and a slap shot are pretty heavy, and he does a good job of getting them on target for the most part. But I think that his decision-making is good. He keeps it simple. He doesn't take a lot of risks. He's just really smart and steady. And so I think it's easy for his head coach to just keep trolling him out there, and you can just see him learning on the fly here. It's really nice to see. And for the Oilers, it's a really good sign because they got a big job to do in revamping their back end. And with him in place and steady, I mean, I think you could probably pencil him in as a 4-5 next year pretty comfortably, and that helps them.
Ryan Rashog joining us. What do you make of just the overall difference in the Edmonton Oilers? Is it a bit of smoke and mirrors? Do you think they're improving? What have you taken from the 20 games under Nelson when they're 9-9-2?
Yeah, well, it's hard to watch that game last night and not think that there's clear improvement, right? Like, I mean, just strictly in how hard they're working. And that's hard to quantify because you kind of take it game to game and the other team has a lot to do with it. If you listen to the Montreal Canadiens, they feel like they played a terrible game last night. Now, was that because the way the Oilers played, or did they catch Montreal on a bad night? But the Habs felt they played terrible. But I think that they're working harder. I think they're more skilled players are working harder. They're digging. They're dogged on pucks. I just think that for whatever reason, however, he's gotten the guys to buy into the idea of shooting the puck more and working harder. And maybe it's their practice habits. Maybe it's the confidence from some wins. Maybe it's because they feel like they have a guy who truly believes in them. I'm not sure. but they're working harder more often. And I think that they have enough skill to compete with a lot of teams out there. And now that the hard work is coming, they're in these games. So honestly, the best way for me to sum it up would be to say, I just think they're working harder.
Well, the things that I've seen, working harder, yes. Their game, their style has Nelson has gone back to playing to their strengths of a team. He knows they're not a big team, so they don't expect him to muck and grind it. They can't win games 1-0 because they don't have the defense, they don't have the experience to do it. He's coaching more to their strengths, which I think makes players more comfortable.
Yeah, for sure, and he's putting guys in positions to succeed, and players I think feel that their head coach believes in them. Like if you're Anton Lander right now, the ice time that he's getting, the minutes. And the quality minutes, too. He's out there at important. I mean, there he is in overtime. There he is late in the game. Same thing with Klefbom. But it's a little bit different because, you know, when you start a season at 0-0-0, you have a chance to make the playoffs. You have a chance to get off to a good start. You're going to naturally defer to the guys that have been there and to your veteran players and maybe get away from the idea of just throwing faith into guys that haven't been there and done that. So it's a little bit easier for Todd Nelson from his perch with the playoffs long gone to show some confidence and give these guys opportunity. It's easier to do that now as opposed to you've lost 3 of 4 and the playoffs are slipping away. Who are you going to lean on? What are you going to do? It's easier for Nelson to do it at this point than it would be in meaningful hockey at the start of the year. So I think we have to totally keep that in mind. But you cannot discount the fact that they are. There seems to be a change in attitude, a change in the way the team looks. I agree with you on the style of play. It's simple. It's everything to the net, and I think he is playing to their strengths. So it's hard to judge, but you can't deny the improvements. You just can't.
Oh yeah, you won't get an argument from me on that one. The other thing is a few things. The team is more unified, right?
Yeah.
I had a player tell me just a small little story how after one game, and I don't know where it was, Todd Nelson had mentioned in the room after the guys, hey, you know what? I hope you guys get together as a group and have a beer and celebrate. And that was never talked about before.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and Todd's kind of that guy, right? Like Todd is just he's just a good solid guy. And I think that he's the kind of guy that would happily just sit back and, you know, shoot it with you a little bit and have a few beer. And I think he just puts a lot of value in the kinship that comes off the ice. And I think he's come as advertised, right? Like he had a reputation of being able to get his teams to play for him in the American Hockey League, to play for him, to play for one another. Now the question was, and I remember Craig McTavish said it, it's a little bit different trying to do it at this level. In the American League, you are there with a whole bunch of players who still have a step to go, right? A bunch of guys who are trying to get somewhere still. Well, the players in the NHL have arrived. They're not really trying to get anywhere. The smart ones are trying to get better, but they're already there. And so how does Todd Nelson, a guy with no NHL head coaching experience, come in and unify a group and get them to play for each other when there's no further goal in sight other than team success, which the Oilers, I mean, there really wasn't much to play for when he got here. So the question was, could he do it at this level with these players? And the answer so far has been yes. And for whatever reason, however he's been able to do it, they have been a more unified group. And that story that you say just sort of, it points to just an overall attitude that he has about just, and what he thinks is important, and probably the attitude that he, you know, for a coach to tell his guys, hey, go have a beer together, as opposed to pulling alcohol off the planes. I mean, it's just a totally different message.
Yeah, like you got to treat guys like men, in my opinion. And, yep. And Ryan, you were around the team. How much do you think it was a distraction having the coach and captain such, you know, close?
Yeah, I mean, I know they definitely have similar interests. They're both, you know, they're both fitness maniacs, all that kind of stuff. I think that Dallas he just really felt that he was just really buying what Andrew Ferentz is about. You know, I think that, And I think that other players probably sense that. I don't know. I don't pretend to know what their relationship was like. I mean, I know they did some stuff, some training stuff together off ice and those sorts of things. But whether it's a distraction or not, I'm not entirely sure. I think that, that Dallas had a bit of a tough time relating with some of the players in that room. And it was pretty clear that they weren't necessarily playing for him. As you know, like they weren't looking to run through brick walls for him so much as just playing the game because he was their coach. But whether it was a distraction or not, I don't know. I never really got a sense of that in there, that was a big issue. I don't know. Did you? You feel like that just players thought they were too tightly aligned?
I don't think your coach and captain should be that tight. No, I don't. I think that your captain.
What do we know about them being tight?
Like, well, your captain needs to be tighter with the players than he does with the coach. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Right, and so.
And he's got to have the players' backs.
Yeah.
He's got to. But. I don't know that he didn't, and I don't have a lot of information to suggest that Andrew came in on the coach's side more often than his team's side. I can't say that. I don't know that.
Yeah, but your captain, when your coach says, we're not having beers, that's where your captain says, wake the hell up. Yes, we are. We're grown men. You know what I mean? Like, and those.
Yeah.
That's where if you're too closely aligned in a thought like that, and you don't pull your teammates, because I can tell you right now, that was a major issue for some guys. That's just not how, you know, no one else does that. Like, there's just certain things that no other, like, coach can control certain things. You can't micromanage everything. That's
all. And my understanding was he pulled alcohol off the plane, not like the hard alcohol. Like, you know, you didn't want guys sitting there having highballs. But I think beers under certain circumstances were fine.
Okay, but either one. But we know what's funny about that, Ryan. For a health guy, you can make the argument that a highball, if you're mixing it with water, has less
in it. I know.
So it's still just a situation where you're putting your hands in stuff that ultimately
you don't need to. But I mean, Dallas did that from day one. That was Dallas's MO. He came in here with a better way to do everything. And it was from the swarm to the no donuts and coffee for the media to no ping pong table to pulling pictures off the wall to playing Taylor Hall 26 and a half minutes a night. Remember he went through that stretch where he was just playing the crap out of a ridiculous number of minutes?
For Hall? I remember Nugent Hopkins.
No, he was playing early on in it was very early in his tenure. I'll have to go back and look, but he was playing. There was a stretch of like 5 or 10 games where he's playing his top line, like almost half the game. And we were saying to him, they need to be able to do this. Well, no, they don't. No other forwards in the league do. You know, it was just, he just had a lot of new ideas and the wheel was going to be reinvented. And it just never got reinvented. It just came off. And now you got a guy in there that's a little more traditional that I think the players can relate to. They probably feel like he's got their back a little bit more. And you watch the games, and they're a team they're playing hard for one another. What did you think of the Emelin hit on Yakupov?
Well,
it was a tight game, but I
didn't think he got him in the knee. It really just looked like he got him in his shoulder and in his arm, and you know he was down like he got shot and didn't miss a shift.
Yeah, I thought it was a little bit of a knee-on-knee type scenario, and it was
I watched it in slow-mo.
It was a pretty hard run at a pretty good player. I would have liked to have seen a little bit more of a reaction, and I know it's a tie. I think it was a tie game at that point. Mm-hmm. Hamilton sort of swung his stick at him a little bit, but play continued on. But that sort of thing, like, you know, that's a good example. Like the other night, who were they playing when who the heck was it came over and took the minor penalty, and then the Oilers ended up scoring. I think it was Hendricks who hit Tavares. I watched that Yakupov thing last night, and I thought, you know what, I would have liked to have seen Emelin have a little bit of a tougher night after that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the Oilers were in a hockey game at that point, too. So,
because I'm not sure the Emelin hit. Like, he went, he kind of goes low on guys, although I watched that one in super slow-mo. The one on Petrie,
Petrie was
that was
too,
the one I thought was low. But then you watch it, and he's a rare guy. You don't see those hits anymore, but it actually wasn't at his knee. He caught him in the thigh, which is totally legal.
Yeah, for sure. Right? Yeah, for sure.
But you're right. But Emelin. You know, he plays right on the edge, right?
No, he does. And God, you'd love to have him on your team because he's not afraid and he goes after guys. I mean, the battles he's had with Lucic over the years have been epic. But, you know, it was a pretty hard shot on one of the Oilers' skilled players and the younger guy. And I thought as a team maybe they could have done a little bit more to make his night tougher. Derek Roy caught him pretty good once. But I was a little bit surprised. I thought that I think Klinkhammer had an opportunity or two at him, and I don't know. That's just one of those things. But I'm probably a little bit archaic when it comes to that stuff. Yeah. Sort of a caveman.
Quickly, Matt Hendricks walking in a boot, so he's a game time decision for that Ottawa game. That's really one of the last guys you want out of the lineup.
Well, and he's like when I said earlier on when we were talking about, I feel like everybody else is matching the work ethic of that line. And that they have been, throughout all of this, they've been the most consistent group. Now, their job is the easiest, right, in terms of skate hard, hit people, keep it simple, dump it in. They're not counted on to generate a lot. So, you know, working hard is something that you can control. But that line has been the work ethic conscience of this team, and they'll miss him for sure. He's been really, really good. And the thing about him, too, is that he's just always working to get better. Like, we've watched practices. I mean, he comes out early. I saw him and Rocky Thompson one time working on how – remember how Matt Hendricks, whenever he used to do a tight turn, he'd reach his hand down and almost touch the ice when he turned?
Yeah.
He and Rocky Thompson were working one day on not doing that anymore, on leaning his body back the other way, how it allows him to get better acceleration out of his turns. Mm-hmm. And he's been working on that before practice. I mean, how old is this guy? How long has he been skating? How long has he been around for? Yet that's the kind of thing he's looking to improve in his game, and you just cannot have enough of that in your lineup. So he's missed the work ethic and all sorts of facets of his personality and his professionalism.
Speaking of Thompson, we got to go, but that's just another sign. I've talked to a lot of players. Rocky Thompson is very good at picking out little things like that in players and getting them to work on it. We'll have to talk more one day on Thompson, the players, and what he's added, because you know, I've heard a lot of positive things from players on Rocky's ability to see things in the game and little tendencies that players need to change.
Well, he likes his props too, right? After when the coach whistles practice down, Rocky starts pulling out like blocks of wood and bricks and like all sorts of stuff. It's like he's like Carrot Top in his trunk, right? He just starts pulling stuff.
But
the guys like working with him.
Yeah. Well, hey, they like a guy who's got some energy, and especially if he's there to try to make you a better player. And you know, and if you have guys who are willing to listen, then clearly it makes it better. Shogger, have yourself a good weekend. Hopefully, you didn't forget Valentine's Day.
Yeah, no, I'm heading to the corner store right now for the bag of chips and whatever decorative pen they have.
Oh, hey, awesome. Yeah, just get one of those, one that's that when you tip it, you know how it goes, and then, like, the snowflakes come down.
Yeah,
exactly. Those are very popular.
That'll do, right? Mm-hmm. That'll absolutely do.
Oh, sure, yeah. Why not? I'm sure you're singing it. You've probably written a song already, so I'm sure we'll hear the lyrics next week.
Just don't make me sing on the radio. Don't ambush me.
All right, have a good one.
See you, buddy.